Hear that? It's the call of the Crave. And when the Crave calls, you know what to do. Try the $5 Bacon Bundle. Because the only thing better than a White Castle slider is a White Castle slider topped with crispy hickory smoked bacon. So pick any two of either the Bacon Cheese Slider, 1921 Bacon Cheese Slider, or Chicken Bacon Ranch Slider. And also get a small fry for just $5 with the $5 Bacon Bundle. White Castle. Follow your Crave.
And welcome to the Happy Hour with Jamie Ivy podcast. I'm your host, Jamie, and I'm so thankful that you're here. Every week, I invite a girlfriend to join me on the show, and we chat about the big things in life, the little things in life, and everything in between. Before we get to our guests, I want to thank our sponsor for today's show, which is Sacred Holidays. This Advent, the Sacred Holiday studies are breaking apart 25 attributes or characteristics of God. This Christmas, it's not just about a baby in a manger, but it's about learning about who that baby represents. Advent season, which officially started this past Sunday, are the days leading up to Christmas. And Sacred Holidays is releasing its study called He Is, the Attributes of God. There's one for women, for families, for men, and teen girls. Every day will be a different attribute of God, but each study will focus on the same attribute each day. So it has unique content, allowing your families and your husbands and wives to all go through the study together. My guest today, Becky, is actually the CEO and creator of this study. And so we talk a little bit more about it. You're going to love hearing about it. I want to tell you that all of their physical studies are sold out. Even though it started on Sunday, you can still buy a digital copy. You can still do this. It's not too late. Remember to use the code HAPPYHOUR and get 10% off. Also, don't forget, all of the studies that they sell, they donate 10% of their profits to provide Advent studies for women in prison. And you're just going to die when we talk about how many they gave out this year. So awesome. Like I said, today's episode number 117, and my guest is Becky Kaiser. Becky and I met online a few years ago, and we met in person finally this past year when we were both at the same retreat, which we talk about today on the show as well. Becky's been married for 9 years to Chris, and she's the mom of the three sweet little girls. She's also the CEO and the founder of Sacred Holidays, which I am excited to be a contributor for this year for their Advent study. Today, Becky and I talk about one of her dreams, which is to write a Bible study, how she's finding balance in her life, or shall I say, looking for the rhythms in her life with working, being a wife and a mom and teaching and writing, and how her and her husband started communicating better in the past couple of years. Becky recently has walked through a medical scare, and she shares that story with us as well. And at the end, I tell her about the weirdest documentary that Aaron and I recently watched that I think you should watch as well. If you want to send us a message about anything from the show, Becky and I would love to hear from you. I'm on Twitter at @Jamie_Ivy, and she is at Becky Kaiser. Hey guys, I have a favor I want to ask you, but you get something out of it. So listen up real quick. Will you share the show with a friend this week? I mean, like really share, like pull out your phone, show them how to do it. I meet people all the time and I literally have to show them how to listen to a podcast. I show them on their phone, where the app is, however you listen to it. Sometimes I have to explain to them what a podcast actually is. So will you show someone this week? And then will you Instagram that you showed them? And every week in December, I want to give some goodies away to people who are sharing the show with their friends. So here's what you need to do. Share the show with a friend, then take a picture of you two. Either a picture of you sharing it with them, a picture of you guys listening, just a random picture of what you're doing that day when you shared the show, and then tag it with hashtag sharing the happy hour. Put that hashtag there and tag me in the photo. And I'm going to pick a winner every week and send you some happy hour goodies. Super easy. Share the show. Get free stuff. Okay, guys, thanks a lot. Here is my conversation with Becky. Hey, Becky, welcome to the happy hour.
Hello, Jamie.
This is a super fun surprise because I had been wanting to have you on in 2017. You're on my list. And then something came up and then something couldn't come through this week. And here you are. It's like the best surprise ever this week.
Best surprise ever.
Oh, this is so much fun. Thanks for chatting with me, and I'm super excited for all my listeners to get to know you and hear you and just listen in our conversation. Before we started recording, you said that we were both at Camp Well this summer.
Yes.
Which is, what is Camp Well? I mean, what's your three sentence description?
Oh my goodness, Jamie, I didn't prep for this.
So it was
Camp Well, the most awesome retreat you could ever go to.
Okay, that's
in
like
the
what I would
of
say.
Ever.
Yeah, I'm always like, when I tell people about Camp Well, I'm like, I don't know how to describe it, but it's awesome. Right? You should go.
Yes, exactly. Right. It could change your life. It will direct you better in whatever business or goals you have. And you're going to have the best fun ever. And it's unlike any other retreat you you have ever experienced.
And you're going to meet new friends. And my thing about that I tell people at Camp Well is you're going to come away with a lot of information, but the hospitality that those ladies have,
well,
is one of the best I've ever seen. Do you agree with that?
It's Pinterest on crack for retreats, right?
Yes.
Like it is, and but not in the like hokey way or
no.
unattainable way. Like you just feel loved and so special with no expectation of return. Like you just get to come and be and get pampered and loved on, and it creates this beautiful atmosphere for us to all connect.
That is so true. Think? Yeah, exactly. And you just said it. What I hadn't even put to words, that I didn't feel like there's anything needed from me in return.
Yes,
but just to be there.
Which is weird when you're like doing ministry, right? Like yeah. there's always something when we're going places, but to just go, did you feel awkward? I felt kind of like not sure what my place was that first day. Like I can't help. There's nothing I can do.
Oh, well, I decided to go to this whenever Jen told me about it. Jen Sprinkle, who's been on the show before.
Yes.
Is one of the creators of this. And so she has a phenomenal team. But when she told me about it, I was like, oh, you know what? I'm going to do something for myself. And so I
Good.
Used it as a business expense and, you know, went. But I was kind of like you. I was like, this is, am I supposed to be talking? Do you need me to do something? Do you mean to pray with somebody? Like, I was just like, am I supposed to do something? And no, I was just supposed to be there.
I remember when we sat at the table the first time and it was like question time. You're like, all right, so I'm the podcast and the MC typically. So I'll ask the questions. And we're like, oh no, Jamie Ivy, you are not a podcaster here.
I know, you guys made me answer questions.
I love it.
And I think it's my control idol that I get to ask the questions.
Yes.
Okay. Yes. Which, speaking of control idol, I wanted you to clear something up for me. You are a life coach.
Yes.
Can you tell me what a life coach is and why I might need one, or do I need one? Does anyone need one?
Jamie, do you remember how I kept trying to say, we need to talk later? Just kidding. This is everybody's coach like question. What is a life coach? So life coach is how you get a personal trainer to help your body. Like it's just, you could do videos at home or work out at the gym, but when the people that get a trainer or go to CrossFit, it's like accelerated, right? Mm-hmm. So for a coach, you just sit down with someone who you trust, like a counselor, but where we're different in counseling is counseling helps you deal with your past. So a lot of my clients, I refer to counselors, but we help you kind of move forward. Like, okay, knowing what you know about your past, you'll deal with that maybe or maybe not with a counselor. But right now today, how can I help you with your business? How can I help you with your family, with your personal life, with, it's more like goal setting and getting somebody like a really awesome accountability partner who you don't have to hold them accountable to, you know?
Ooh,
so
yeah.
You just get pushed just a little bit more.
Okay.
Than you would push yourself.
And how long have you been doing this?
About 2-3 years. So I started doing it and then I got pregnant, had a baby, took a year off, mm-hmm. and then I'm getting back into it very slowly.
Okay.
Like I just loved it too much not to come back.
Yeah.
But trying to balance that with everything else too. So.
Because it's like one of your jobs.
It's one of my jobs.
I want to talk about your other jobs. But first, you told me that you and your husband had got some help from like a life coach.
Yes. Yeah. So Steve Knox, who I work with now, he has a company called Orbiting Normal. And he is like, I call him my guru. He's genius, kind of like a magician and psychic all in one.
Okay.
And he just like reads your junk, like how you don't like people to invade your mind. Mm-hmm. He looks at you in the most comfortable and safe way and just like helps you see what you can't see yourself. Does that make sense?
Yeah. So how did that go with your marriage? You said, tell me about that real quick. Take me back to when before you guys were walking through that.
Yes. So Chris and I just on Thanksgiving Day celebrated 9 years together.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Like 9 years married or 9 years we started dating? And
9 years married. We only dated. So here's the problem. We only dated for like 7 months and we're engaged for 4 months. So all of it was very short and we were babies. Like he was 22. I was 24. And we are just opposites in every possible way, which was so cute when we were dating, you know, like opposites attract.
Right. Right.
Like all the spiritual things, like the Lord has put us together because we balance one another. It's so sweet. And we just see the way we complement each other. And then we got married.
And you're like, I actually hate your personality.
All the things that were so cute when we dated were so not cute. And we just kind of had a hard time. Like it wasn't anything big, you know, like, so I have friends who have dealt with big issues. It wasn't anything big. And that was almost harder for me because there wasn't something for us to address, but it just over time got numb or kind of contentious. We were just fighting over stupid things all the time.
So is that how you realized something was like not right, was the fighting? Because you said it wasn't a big deal.
Yeah, you know, I'm not sure. So I'm like a person where positive, best side of everything, make the most out of any situation. And I found myself growing numb. You know, like we're just like, and Chris knows, like when I start to check out, it's worse than if I'm willing to fight, because then I'm just done, you know? And so I kind of got to that place, and I think it scared both of us. And he really wanted to change. So we, you know, like you do it. We always, I'm a huge believer in counseling. I've gone on and off literally since I was in a car seat. And so we went to counseling. It just wasn't helpful because there wasn't a big thing. We tried marriage Bible study at our church, and we tried books and Bible studies, all these things, and just nothing was helping. And finally, my friend Steve Knox, who has the business Orbiting Normal, had said, I'm starting this new couples communication intensive. Would you be our guinea pigs? And we were like, yes,
we've tried it all.
Please. And it was just, I don't know what occurred in those 6 weeks that we met with him, but it helped us to just, you know, you go through the Myers-Briggs testing, you do the StrengthsFinder stuff, and just to understand better who we were helped us to appreciate each other and understand those differences that were so cute at the beginning and then so frustrating in marriage. But it helped us to reappreciate them and also learn how we work out, how they work together. So Chris and I are opposites on the Myers-Briggs chart, which you and I still need to go through.
I know.
That would be a fun, like half happy hour episode just to do a live Myers-Briggs test. So we learn how to like appreciate one another and talk with one another. And so then the past 3 years has been magical. Just kidding. So with better.
Magical. Better. Yes. So seriously, so I hear a lot about this Myers-Briggs and StrengthsFinders, and I'm like the dork. I told you this when we were at Camp Well, is that I've taken the Myers-Briggs test, but I didn't write down my answer, and I never remember what I am.
Right.
StrengthsFinders. Oh, I can't remember what I am either. But what's the one where there's the number? Enneagram.
I don't know anything about
that. Okay, you don't know that either. But that's really, people are using that a lot too to figure out each other. So when you guys, when you and Chris found this stuff out, then were you able to look at him and be like, this is why he does this?
Yes.
And oh, then totally. Literally, because this always like amazes me that you can say, this is why they do that. And then it, does it switch the way that you show grace towards him?
Oh, absolutely. 100%. And we like, we just learn different ways of when we're arguing or what he needs to do when we're having a hard time and what I need when we're having a hard time and different words and phrases that I can't even tell you the specifics of them now that we're 3 years past it, but it's changed how we are. Does that make sense?
Yes.
How we would argue about money and receipts and those sorts of things. Like my personality is I apply generalities to things and he was like specifics and details. So we would fight over details. Like, how can you not remember this? It just happened. I'm like, I just know it just kind of was or is or always and never. And he's like, always and never don't exist.
Right. Exactly. Exactly. I know one thing that Aaron and I have learned over the years is like after we get in disagreement or whatever, I need to be touched. I like I'm a toucher. And feeler. So I'm a feeler. I need to be hugged. He needs space. And so I want to hug him and he does not want to hug me. And so it has taken us like me figuring out like, okay, I really need this, but I need to give him a little bit of space. And then he's willing to do that for me. Or even him being like, I don't want to do this, but she needs it. You know, those are such hard things. We were just at a wedding yesterday and it was so beautiful. It was outside. I mean, it was just this like beautiful wedding and they were so, so, so happy, which everybody is on their wedding day. No one's unhappy on their wedding day, right?
And so, if they are, run.
Yes, exactly. So they were so happy. And I leaned over to Aaron and we've been married 15 years and not in a condescending way, not in a, oh, it only gets worse from here. Because for me, my marriage is better today than ever has been.
Totally. Yeah.
I mean, not that's like the, we're amazing, but you know what I mean? Like 15 years in, I'm like, this is awesome. I know you more. Yes. I love you more.
Yes.
And I leaned over him and I'm like, how cute are they that they have no idea what's in front of them? Like, you know, like there's no, they have no clue what's ahead.
No idea. Yeah. In the sweetest way. Like I remember when we were engaged and people were like, oh, you have no clue what's coming. I'm like, you make marriage sound as miserable as it possibly could. And I always vowed I'd never be like that. But now it's different. Like how you said it, that's the perfect way of saying it. Like they just don't know. And if you keep sticking at it and keep fighting through the really, really hard times and don't let yourself grow numb, then it does get better. Yeah. Like how Chris and I are now, we still fight frequently because we're married and we have three little children. And so we fight frequently, but now it's a totally different relationship.
Yeah. Yeah. And you just don't, you just can't even wrap your brain around the hardships that you'll walk through. It's not even always about marriage. It's just like with age or with work or with parenting, all of those things together.
All of life.
Those things don't mean anything on your wedding day because you're just in love and you're so cute.
Cute, yes.
Oh, it was. I love going to weddings, and a lot of times Aaron and I don't get to sit together because he's, you know, he might be either
doing up.
Yeah. And so whenever we sit together, I always pretend like we're saying our vows again.
Oh,
he hates it. He's like, "You're so dumb, Jamie. Stop."
Do you like whisper them to him, or you just squeeze his
hand? I
kind of
squeeze his hand, like like when they like when she says "I do," I kind of squeeze it, like I'm saying it too. Oh my gosh, I'm always asking Aaron if we can renew our vows.
Yes,
because I think that would be so fun to have our kids there. On, like I'm picturing on the beach with our kids. Yes. And he's all he always tells me the same thing. He's like, "Jamie, that's the dumbest thing I've ever heard. Because I made a covenant commitment to you. You don't have to renew that. It never gets
it's
broken."
Like when people go to church camp and they become a Christian again. You don't really have to do that.
No, exactly. But you're going to rededicate every year.
Well, if you could have another party and go to the beach or something, why not?
That's what I'm saying. I said, maybe let's not call it a renew. Let's just call it a party. Like
I still love you party.
And I still love you party. I love that.
Nice.
On the beach. On the beach together.
Right.
Okay. So Becky, you have been married for 9 years. You said, which you were married the day my daughter was born.
Aww.
I know. Sweet story, girl. So you've been married for 9 years. You have three kids. I know this about you because you're friends with my friend, Sally Lopez. You went to Texas A&M.
Yes. Sally and I were roommates junior year.
I love the Lopez family. She went to Texas A&M and now you created this company called Sacred Holidays.
Yeah.
Which if anyone's been listening to the Happy Hour for the past couple of weeks, you've heard me talk about it a lot because not only are you guys advertising on the Happy Hour, but like I'm a fan of yours. Like I love what you do.
So awesome.
So tell me when you started it and why you even decided, hey, I have a mom with young kids. I'm going to start something, which is usually not the best time.
Right.
So how did that happen for you?
Well, first, Happy Hour has been awesome supporters. You ladies, it's been so fun to see that promo code come through and see how many of your sweet ladies are joining us. And that's been super fun, Jamie. The Sacred Holidays started, let's see, we are two-year anniversary just happened in September.
Oh, so you're young.
We're just babies. We're just
I didn't know you were such a baby.
Yeah.
Hey, well, y'all have your stuff together for being so young. I'll just tell you that.
Our stuff together. Thank you. It doesn't feel like that most days. So that's where we hope to be. I hope to be an encouragement to people today. So it just started with the year before that. So 3 years ago, I had a three-year-old and just a three-year-old at the time or two-year-old and was just feeling like, you know, like Christmas was just caught up in so many other things. We were always stressed about money, trying to figure out the schedules, all that stuff. So I grabbed a couple of devotionals. And this was before, like, Advent's now super trendy, right? So most people know what Advent is, even if you don't know what Advent is. But back then, there was not much if it wasn't liturgically based. And then there was a few other, like, small devos available. And I read Noelle Piper's,
Is Treasuring... it The Traditions?
Yes, Treasuring God in Our Traditions by Noelle Piper. And I read that, and I was like, yes, like, I love holidays. I think they're so fun and so magical. And my mom is. Not a Christian. So holidays were not spiritually based. They were just so much fun. And when I became a Christian, I never wanted them to lose that same magic. And so anyways, long story short, I had always wanted to write and do those sorts of things. And I was like, I just stay home now, you know, like my kids take long naps. How about I write the Bible study? And just felt like the Lord said, okay. So 2 years ago, did the first study, not knowing if it was going to become anything. And we had such a great reception. And so we wrote a Lent study and then another Advent study last year and another Lent study. And this is our third Advent study. And this one I am so excited about.
If you don't know it, guys, I'm a Texas girl through and through. I've lived here most of my life. I was born here and I love traveling. Here's why I love traveling throughout Texas, because it has a vast landscape of cultures, regions, destinations, and activities, which means there's an infinite number of different travel experiences. And no two travelers are exactly alike, and it means that no two trips should be either. If you're a beach person, well, you can have fun under the sun with Texas's 350 miles of coastline. If you're more of a rugged vacation type, there are campgrounds, hiking trails, and state parks galore. And foodies cannot get enough of Texas's world-famous barbecue and Tex-Mex. Enjoy live music. Visit internationally recognized art museums and check out thrilling cowboy experiences. And now, Travel Texas offers a one-of-a-kind online trip builder that allows users to generate a custom, visually led trip matched to their unique interests. Guys, come visit my state. Visit traveltexas.com/get-your-own to get the only trip to Texas that matters. Yours. That's traveltexas.com/get-your-own. You guys, in January of 2024, I made a commitment to myself. I wanted to get stronger, which meant I needed to get in the gym, which means I needed to move my body in different ways. You guys know I love to walk. Well, it's spring, and spring is the best time for us to start a new workout routine. It's our yearly collective warm-up, and Peloton is here for everyone's yearly warm-up. This is the best time to get into a good rhythm, to tap into your power, and build towards your summer you. I love my Peloton. It accommodates to my schedule with a variety of class links to choose from. I can choose a 30-minute class. I can choose a 45-minute class. If you only have 5 minutes, there's literally a class to get you moving your body in 5 minutes. Peloton has a range of class types fit for every goal and every mood. There are classes if you want to hear country music, if you want to hear rock, if you want to go back to the 80s. If you can't run, take a walking class. Need some grounding? Try yoga. If you want to level up, go for their Pilates or HIIT workouts. Here's what I love is that you can move at your own pace. And that is what I'm learning that my body needs right now. It needs to move at its own pace. Peloton makes the process easier with personalized recommendations and guided programs that take all the guesswork out of working out. You guys, we think about so many things during the day. Let's take the guesswork out. Let's jump right in and let's keep our fitness journey fresh every single day. Peloton has everything you need to get you where you're going. Whether you prefer to run outdoors, row or ride at home, or strength train at the gym, Peloton has something for you. I personally love a good 45-minute hip-hop class. It gets me moving. It gets me excited. It's my favorite genre of music, just ask my kids. Get a head start on summer with Peloton at onepeloton.com. That's onepeloton.com.
Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. With the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers. In fact, Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/podcastfree. All lowercase, shopify.com/podcastfree, shopify.com/podcastfree.
So you just said I'm going to write a Bible study.
Yeah.
That's not normal.
That's not normal, Becky. That's not normal, Becky. You're funny.
Okay. And so this is the third year. But when you started the first one, did you write every single study?
Yeah. So the very first one wrote every single, my husband and I were, I remember in Seattle and we were there. And I, you know, when you're away from your children for 7 days, you can do a lot of things.
So true.
So I was away for 7 days without money, 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 which is loving and endearing.
Exactly.
But it doesn't allow you to accomplish very much.
Right.
And so that's how it all started. And it just kind of became. And so then I realized I need help. I can't write all of these by myself and turn them around quickly. And so now we're adding contributors to study. So it's not just me all the time. And people don't want to just hear the same voice, just like your podcast. People love that they get to hear you, but they're also getting to hear all the other women you respect and love.
For sure.
So we're trying to bring in that same kind of, we're all a community. We may disagree in a lot of ways, but we all love Jesus. And let's go from there.
So how have you seen your Christmas season, Advent season, December change?
Yeah. So for me, it's probably a little bit more complicated than the normal person going through sacred holidays, mm-hmm. because for me, it's my busiest time as a business, but also the time I'm trying to focus the most on what matters. And yeah. I would say each year gets better and better. And so I'm right there with all the ladies and now men and teen girls and families that are doing this with us. It just is scaling things way back. So it's choosing to be on all the things that are distracting, choosing those less and choosing Christ more. And so for me, it just helps kind of center me more, but I feel like, I don't know if it's drastically changed my holidays one way or another the past 2 years. Cause I've been in a good season. Mm-hmm. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Like when you
go
to like church camp or a retreat and you're like, it's kind of a good thing when you don't walk away with a high, cause you've
for
been
sure.
in a good spot,
oh,
you know,
yeah.
but my first year doing it was like, this is awesome. Like I can really focus on the things that matter and connect. Like I love getting to connect with so many women that I wouldn't know otherwise, and getting to hear what God's teaching them from a certain line. Like, that's what I love about doing group Bible studies, mm-hmm. is we get to hear what other people are learning, and you're like, I thought that was a no big deal line, and it changed things for you that day, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. And so you had added a Lent study as well.
Yes.
Which you're probably already working on, aren't you?
We are all things Easter right now.
It's so crazy, isn't it?
I'm just like, I was playing Christmas music in June, and it just feels weird that other people have Christmas trees up right now. Cause I'm like, I keep Christmas trees in my office so that I can feel,
yeah,
like it's 105 degrees outside, but right. I'm writing Advent Bible study. So I have hot chocolate and I have little mini Christmas trees in my office so I can feel.
That's hilarious.
Not funny. Yeah.
And now you're thinking all things Easter. Jesus is rising and we're just preparing for his birth.
Looking at little baby Jesus in the manger, and I'm like,
he's
Easter
on
bunny
a cross. Like, yeah. Right? Oh my gosh, that's awesome. So how is the Lent study? How is that set up for women to go through the actual days before Easter? Is that when it's set up for?
Yeah. So Lent is like, so traditionally Advent are 4 weeks or the four Sundays before Christmas. And then Lent is 840 days, mm-hmm. not including Sundays before Easter. So it's longer. It's a hard commitment because it's 7.5 weeks of material that you go through. So most ladies, we struggle to finish a 4 week or 5 week or 6 week Bible study. So we're asking a lot of people to do a 7.5 week study. But, you know, I tell people all the time, like, I know Advent's so trendy, but it is my aim with sacred holidays if we can get Lent to become even more trendy, because it's awesome that we celebrate baby Jesus coming. You know, like, mm-hmm. obviously him coming was essential for anything else to happen. And that's why this time we're actually not even focusing on baby Jesus in a manger, but just who God is. Mm-hmm. And at Lent, that was so much more important, Jamie, because it's our faith, mm-hmm. right? Like, if we don't focus during Easter on that Christ came and he lived this life, and we need to follow the life he lived, and then he died, that actually, like, somehow, as weird as it sounds, like, him dying on the cross and shedding that blood makes everything forgiven for us, and then he rises from the dead. Like, that's insane. Mm. And it takes time for our minds to kind of wrap around what seems impossible. And so when we focus on that during Lent, Easter can be radically different for us. So I'm always more excited about Lent than Advent.
That's so true, because I feel like Advent is surrounded by Christmas,
yeah,
and surrounded by traditions and parties and gifts and, you know, good feelings and, you know, the end of the year and all that stuff. And then Easter, you're right. Sometimes it gets kind of forgotten in between.
Lost,
there.
Because people are over the holidays. Because mm-hmm. it starts like the beginning of March. Last year, it started like, I think, February 7th. And people were like, no.
Wow. No, yeah. Yeah. Oh, well, and do you give something up for Lent?
Yes. So each year I choose something different.
What'd you do last year?
I was just trying to think about that. I don't know if I did anything last year. So in years past, I've done things like the snooze button, which is hard.
Oh.
Or, you know, like the typical no social media or no TV. In high school, one time I gave up makeup. So like I didn't wear makeup for 40 days.
Look at you.
Yeah, I was super vain.
You were legit.
I was so spiritual, Jamie.
But you didn't grow up in a Christian home. When did you start following Jesus?
So when I was 16. So my parents divorced when I was a baby. So my mom is not a Christian. My dad and stepmom, they married when I was 3, are Methodist. So I grew up in a Methodist home with them. And then my brother and I are super close, Neil Smith, super close. And he became a Christian the year before me. And he just loved me like Jesus. Like all the things that I hated about Christians and Christianity, he showed me the way, you know?
Wow.
And I remember I was driving to my boyfriend's house, and I'd heard that story about when Jesus wept after Lazarus.
Okay, wait,
died.
Stop real quick.
Yes.
You don't like Christians. Where did that come from?
I went to a Christian private school. So that would make you hate Christians pretty fast, right?
But you weren't a believer.
No, I wasn't a believer. And
okay,
went to a Christian private school.
Mm-hmm.
This is the interesting story, right? Mm-hmm. So my mom, who's not the Christian, wanted us to go to Christian private school because of the morals, because mm-hmm. she wanted us to be good people. And so then my dad and stepmom, the same thing. So we went to Christian private school, and it was the best thing, just because our house, having divorced family for so long, it was good for us to have like a really stable, small environment. So we went there, but unfortunately for me, it always did more harm than good, because Christians don't know how to deal with people who aren't Christians. So we just kind of like huddle up in our little bubbles, and we judge or aren't sure. And I just like always felt like I do not belong here. I'm not liked here. I'm labeled. And so I just did the like, well, I'll have fun the other way then.
Yeah, you know? I'll show them.
I'll show them. And then Yeah. So then when my brother like loved me through that whole year. And I remember I'd started going to youth group with him, and the youth pastor did this story when Lazarus died and Jesus wept, which is like every church kid's favorite verse.
Yeah.
And for me, it's actually my favorite verse because it was the first time I saw the humanity of Christ. You know, like before it was just like rules and judgments and shoulds and should nots. At the time it was really against the should nots.
Yeah.
And then I just saw like how much he loves us, like that he'd weep over a friend who he knew he could rise, but he still took the time to weep over him. And I remember I heard that, and that's just like where the Holy Spirit takes over your faith, you know, and he just like, it just flooded me and drive to my boyfriend's house to break up with him. I just like prayed the most elegant prayer. I'm sure there was like so many cuss words in it and just praying and saying, okay, God, let's do this. And yeah, it's been a thing ever since.
It's wow. Stuck. I love to hear people's stories like that.
Yes.
Where you just like, you came face to face with your need for a savior. Okay. So we were talking about Lent before then, before I went sidetracked with your story about following Jesus, which is just my favorite stories to hear in people's lives. But we're talking about Lent. And so you're already preparing your study. Are you guys ever going to do any other holidays?
So yes, hopefully. I can't do this by myself. So it's right now, for Advent was awesome, bringing in so many other contributors, and we've tried like interns, and now I'm just really waiting. And we've had so many people offer to help the ministry and to come in. And you know, when you're at the beginning, it just needs to be the right people you can trust. Like we're so young and we're 2 years old. So I'm still figuring out and asking God, like, who are we? What's our identity? What do we want to accomplish? So now it's just finding the right people to team up with who can start overseeing these projects, so it doesn't all fall on me. So dream world would be, we'd have a goal setting, because I love clearly goal setting, all that we'd have something to come out in January where you can work on goal setting for the new year. I'd love to have like a planner one day. Valentine's Day, Easter, or not Easter, obviously, Mother's Day, Father's Day, and a birthday. My birthday one might be our first one that we release that's not an Advent or Lent one. So
what does a birthday study look like?
I don't even know, Jamie, but I want to do one.
Oh,
I
what
feel
a dream.
Like, yeah. So then you can do like you reflect on the past year, and then you kind of goal set for the next year. So it'd be similar to the New Year's one, but way more introspective.
You could totally do that. And from like a business standpoint, that sells year round.
Yeah, exactly. I need to start. Kat Armstrong with Polish. She's been on the show so many times, I think, a couple times. She has been really helping me figure out what is some better business strategies of not being just a charity, but a ministry.
Yeah, yeah. So how has it been running a business? Because there are a lot of people who listen that run small businesses or want to eventually. What are some of the struggles that have come along with that?
So many struggles. So we do it because we love it. And I think that's what keeps all of us who are doing things doing it. The biggest struggle for me has always been balancing everything, which I realized, I think I've told you before, like this year I was like, I think I don't believe in balance anymore.
There's no such thing.
There's no such thing. So my word for the year has been rhythm of, you know, like a heartbeat. Like I want to be able to be in a healthy rhythm, ups and downs and crazy and bored, and somehow have a healthy rhythm. So for me, the biggest struggle has been finding that rhythm, as I'm a stay-at-home mom. So my oldest just started kindergarten this year, and the middle child, the 3.5-year-old Mariah, she's in school 2 days a week, and then the baby's home with me all the time. So it's just finding that rhythm of how it works for my schedule. And so that's the same for girls who are single and have to work full-time jobs, where if they want to be a writer or start a nonprofit or do a multi-level networking, any of those kinds of businesses, they have to do it in extra hours. So it's finding that healthy balance of, I have this thing that I have to do. So I think you have to choose that thing that you have to do and then work really, really hard at it. But that's hard.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, and the rhythm constantly changes. You know, I'm in a different stage than you are, where all my kids go to school. So I do have all day long, and that helped me kind of go to the next level in a job, you know, because I have the hours that I didn't have before. But I learned a lot when I didn't have the hours, you know.
Absolutely. And I bet now too, like the after hours, the ones they get out of school, I bet are even more guarded, where for me, I don't feel as bad. Okay, well, we're going to watch one show now because mommy needs to go take this call, or it's a little bit easier. But I would think for you and your situation, you have to kind of guard those family hours a little bit more than you've ever had to before, because they're more limited.
Totally. I mean, we say all the time, we moved last year, and we're we're kind of away from Austin a little bit. We're still technically in Austin, but we're kind of out in the middle of nowhere a little bit.
It looks so
and
genius.
It's so wonderful because I work from home. So I'm home all day. My kids show up around 3:15 and the last one at like 5. And then we don't hardly do that much because if my son gets off the bus at 5 and he goes to bed at 9, that means I see him for like 4.5 hours a day. That's crazy.
I know. Yes.
And so it is. We're much more guarded. And so I try to be done with work when they get off the bus at 3:15. Some days I'm like, hey, you know, get a snack, go play. I need till 4.
Right.
But most days.
Which is good for them. Yep.
Yeah. Most days I am trying to be done with work.
Yes. It's hard. Just finding those boundaries that are best for us. And then accept, like, giving yourself grace when in each season. Like, I remember when I was single and not dating at all and wanting to do these things and just thinking, man, it'd be so much easier when I get married. And then when I was married and we were both working, I'm like, it'll be so much easier when I'm staying home. And now that I'm at this stage, I'm like, oh, it'd probably be easier if I was like Jamie, all my kids were at school. But you don't ever want to rush past the season you're in. I remember a counselor telling me one time, she said, you know what, Becky, if God has called you to do this, then it's going to happen. Stop trying so hard, you know, like, and just be in the moment, appreciate it for what it is, and always working towards what's next and asking God what's next, but stay where you are and don't rush to the next season or step.
It's so hard. It's so hard, but it's such good advice. Yeah. Such good advice.
So hard.
Because there's always a next step.
Always.
There's always, and there's always someone else who looks like they have it more together or they have an easier life. And that's just not true.
Stupid social media.
Stupid social media is dumb.
Which we also like love. It's like a love-hate relationship. We can't not be with social media, but then it can tear our heart into in a second. And we can get all the emotions in one time.
Yep. It's something you just have to keep in check because it's not going away. You know, it's kind of like saying, well, we're not going to let our kids have this. Well, they're going to have it. It's not going away. So let's teach them how to use it.
Yes.
Which is a much better way. Okay, guys, we will get right back to talking with Becky. But today, I want to remind you about one of our sponsors for the show, which is Pine Cove. And today, I want to tell you about Winterfest, okay? We're less than a month away from Winterfest, which is December 16th through 18th. My family, the Ivies, we love Pine Cove. We send our kids there. We've been to family camp. My kids go to camp in the city. But one thing about Pine Cove that's really cool is Winterfest. And it's a great opportunity right before Christmas to send your kids to summer camp in a weekend. So just like we do, kids thrive when they get to get away from their everyday lives. And camp is such a great way for kids and teens to be refreshed with awesome activities and a beautiful setting, along with excellent role models and counselors to teach them God's word. It's one thing when we as parents tell our kids about God, but when they hear it from other role models too, it can begin to form really deep roots in their hearts. Guys, you can find out more information about Winterfest at pinecove.com/winterfest. Okay, here is the rest of my conversation with Becky. Okay, so Becky, can I ask you about something, a dream that you shared with me?
Yes.
Okay.
Well, it depends like which dream.
Well, here it is.
Okay.
You have a dream to write a Bible study.
Yeah.
What's happening with that?
So I do it through Sacred Holidays now, but my big dream, I think I said with the group, I even said who I wanted to be with, right? Did I?
I don't know.
A published author with Lifeway.
Okay.
And I know now like the trendy thing is self-publishing and it's what we do with Sacred Holidays because it makes the most sense at this current season. And I know there's all these different ways you can do things. But for me, since I was 16, I remember just sitting on the floors. I was just could not get enough of Lifeway because I had never seen any of this stuff before. And like, I would just go in and flip through all the Bible studies and the books. And Beth Moore was a teacher at my church that I started going to at 16. She was my Sunday school teacher. So it was just all I knew was Lifeway. And since I felt like the Lord called me in college to do writing and speaking and ministry, I was like, I just want to be with Lifeway. And as I've seen their ministry grow more and more and more, and I know no one's perfect, it's just like my dream.
Yeah.
So I want a book or a Bible study unending with them eventually is like my ultimate goal.
I love goals so much. And we talked about that with one of our group when we were together in camp at Camp Well. And so you are writing a Bible study twice a year.
Yes.
And so I look forward to following your journey with that, doing that Bible study. Hey, did you happen to get, you know, that class that Beth is doing?
Yes, I got in. Are you doing it?
You got in? You got a ticket?
Yes.
What time did you get your ticket?
Like a minute after.
Okay, so Beth Moore is doing a class in February. A class. I keep saying class. It's like a day-long kind of conference.
Yes.
For women who are like 20 to age 39 or something. I don't know. Yeah. Who want to teach the Bible.
Right.
And tickets went on sale the day after Thanksgiving at 9 a.m. I got on at 10:20.
Oh, no.
I am number 356 in line. I think it's safe to say I'm not going.
Hey, Jamie, I think you have a few strings you could pull to get into there.
Well, you know, Beth and I are friends now. I mean, since she's
right.
been on the happy
hour. She's been on the show. You're basically besties.
We're basically
and
besties.
Partners. I love it.
Yeah. But I was super excited to see her putting that out there for women to be able to go to, because I think there are a lot of women in the world who feel like they have this calling on them and this desire to teach and to write. Mm-hmm. And I think that it is, we should shepherd those. We should,
right.
we should give them opportunity. We should teach them. We should do all of these things. And so I'm so happy that Beth Moore is doing that. And I'm glad you got in for sure.
Yes.
But you do get to teach a lot.
Yeah. Yeah.
Do you love that?
I love it so much. So it's one of the things the past couple of years I've done not as much of. And I realized I had Jess Connolly, who helps run Amen Paper Company. I did a coaching call with her this past summer, and it was so helpful for me to just, she helped me remember that I'm not just Sacred Holidays. As much as I love it and believe in it and have zero desire to abandon it, I had given up on the things I personally felt called to as well. Mm, you know, kind of mm-hmm. like, well, you have the happy hour, but you're also Jamie Ivy. You do other things. Mm-hmm. And I had let those kind of die because I was afraid if I added too much more to my plate, I'd be neglecting Chris or neglecting my girls and my friends or those things. And she helped me remember how much I love it. And so that's when I had the dream come back of, I want to write for myself again. That's not Sacred Holidays related. I want to start speaking again more. And so I opened up my calendar, and it's just been sweet just getting to be not, so I go to the prisons probably every few months, and then getting to go to women's ministry events and getting to speak at their gatherings. And there's just nothing like getting to see the women face to face. You know, like when we write or even you doing the podcast, it's so isolating. So to get to go and see them and watch the Lord work and move in them and get to interact with them on the side is the best ever. So I've loved getting to do that again.
I love, people always ask like what I like better. You know, I'm writing a book. So do I like better like writing or podcasting or speaking? And podcasting is super fun for me. It's a lot of fun, but it's very isolating. Like literally I'm in a little bitty like closet office. I don't even, people ask me how I do it. I do it over Skype. Like you and I are on Skype, but we're not even looking at each other, you know, because it's whatever. But, and so I always say like one of my favorite things to do is get in front of people. Because I actually get to like interact and like hug them, and I'm like a toucher. So like I'll hold your hand when you're talking to me, and it's just the best. I love it too. I love.
Yeah.
Now I will say this, and I'd be curious as to you. For me, preparing a talk, if it's about like podcasting or a pretty generic talk, that's not hard for me. If you're asking me to come in and teach your women the Bible, man, that is it takes a lot of discipline for me. And it's, I would say it's one of the hardest things I do because I don't take it lightly at all. Like it makes me
still love doing it.
I love when I get on the stage and I love it.
Yeah.
And I love, you know, teaching the Bible and talking about God, but the preparation for me is so hard because like my biggest fear is that I'm going to speak heresy. You know what I mean? And so I'm like, this is a heavy weight. It's a heavy calling.
Though. I think more teachers should probably feel that weight, Jamie.
It's
so that's like, probably
it's
a
heavy calling to open up God's word and talk about it in front of people.
It is. It's
true. Yeah. So that's, I love teaching. I love getting in front of people. It's so much fun. Becky, as I've gotten to know you over the past couple of months, I know recently you went through a pretty big scare at home.
Yes.
Well, you can tell me about it, but it was a scare about cancer. And so how old are you?
How old am I, Jamie? I'm 34.
34. Okay. And I think that, cancer is a really big, scary word in our world. And it might be the top of a lot of our fears, mine including, or people that are listening. Right. There's people that are listening that are walking through cancer. There was a girl who came to one of my last happy hours. It was one of my most favorite stories ever. She had just gotten through chemo and she was so sick. She could hardly eat. And when she came to my happy hour, in September, it was like one of her first real meals.
Whoa, goosebumps everywhere.
I mean, it was awesome. It was so exciting to meet her. But cancer is a very real thing. All of us have been affected by it, all that kind of stuff. So what happened this fall when you were walking through that?
So I was just really tired. You know, like, I think we're all tired all the time because it's how we live our life. And I have three little kids. So, of course, I'm tired and running a ministry in the wee hours of the night.
Yeah.
So I was tired, but it was beyond normal. And I'd had postpartum depression after my second daughter. And so I'm always just in tune of like wanting to make sure my body is okay. And I just felt off. Like, I was falling asleep every night by 8 o'clock, and I'm a stay up till midnight, 1 a.m. person. And just kind of that numbness that I told you about earlier, even with mm-hmm. Chris. And so I said, I'm going to the doctor. And if I need to be put back on antidepressants for regular depression, then we'll just get over the pride and do that. And went to the doctor, and he said, well, we'll see. Let me run some blood tests just to see. So he ran the blood test, and, you know, they called back as sweet as they can. And they're like, you know, Ms. Kaiser, those numbers were just a little bit elevated. Let's retest them and just make sure. I'm sure it's nothing. And then the day before we left for Camp Well, actually, I got the call, and she said, you know, Ms. Kaiser, those numbers have gone up a little bit more, so we're going to need to send you to a hematology oncologist.
Okay, stop real quick.
Yeah.
This was the day before you left.
The day before we left.
I would have had no, well, I didn't know. You didn't.
Yeah.
You didn't share this with anyone that I know of, or at least not out loud when I was sitting with you. I had no idea that this was happening to you.
Yeah.
I would have been a mess. Literally, I would have been a mess. Yeah. Like, I would have made sure everyone knew what I was going through too, because I'm just like selfish person like that. How did you just show up? You didn't even say anything, and you seemed completely normal. Were you nervous, scared, afraid?
All those things. I mean, I was there. What was helpful was, you know, I was there with my best friend Kelly, and mm-hmm. so it was helpful to have somebody there who knew, but it was also so helpful to have somebody there that didn't know. Mm-hmm. And it wasn't a big deal yet. You know, like, the doctors were so clear on the phone to just say, your numbers are mildly elevated. We're going to send you to the hematology oncologist, which is cancer blood doctor, cancer mm-hmm. doctor in one. But it still could be nothing. It's just outside of our control. So I'm just not an overreactor, especially with medical things. I've had different things growing up. So to me, it's like, it could be something, it could be nothing. To overreact now is such a waste of time and energy. But to get, like, it was such a gift, like, to see the Lord be like, you're going to find this out. And then the next day you're going to get on a plane and get to just step away. And I was able to process that in my alone time.
Yeah.
Away from my girls. Like, Karis and I got to have that night before I left to just kind of talk through it and Google and do mm-hmm. all the things that you do when you hear something like possibly cancer.
Yeah.
So we found out that news, and then you have to wait 2 weeks to get in with the specialist, which also let me not feel bad. Like, if they weren't rushing me and they said that I could still go on the trip, and if that was okay, it helped me feel like if it was serious, they would say, I'm sorry, you need to cancel your trip and go on Monday. You know, they didn't say those things. So I
you
went,
felt good.
I felt okay. You know, like, I was still super tired on the trip, and I didn't feel exactly like I usually have lots of energy, and I felt more mellow, but the conference was kind of very focused and exhausting just because you're doing so much. So it kind of played into the environment in some ways. So I decided I didn't want to tell anybody because I felt like if I shared it then, I knew nothing to share really.
Mm-hmm.
And meeting so many new people, it'd be the first and only thing they knew about me.
That's
you know,
true.
Like, once you hear cancer, you can't, like, I couldn't. You can't think about anything else,
right?
You know, like, you just look at me like, oh my gosh, she could have cancer right
exactly.
now.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah.
You know? Mm-hmm. But we were able to build like a real friendship outside of knowing that I could maybe have cancer.
For sure.
You know?
For sure. Which you are the exact opposite of me, because anyone that knows me knows if they told me that I was going to see an oncologist, I would automatically be 110% sure that I had cancer. Not only would I be sure I had cancer, I would be sure that it was probably very
the worst,
aggressive.
Stage four.
Yes,
you're dying.
Stage
in 2 days.
Exactly. That
you
I would
can't even go. You can't even go on the trip because you may not make it home.
Becky, no lie. That is where my brain would go. And Aaron is like you. Aaron's like, if they don't say there's a problem, there's no need to worry. And I'm like, they're just being kind. I'm stage four. Yeah.
It's talking about all these symptoms, and I have all of them.
Exactly.
Google can make a person crazy during all this.
Oh, yes.
So anyways, I get home, go to the doctor, you know, wait for another week after Camp Well. And, you know, it's lots of ups and downs of, you know, like everything you think like, okay, Jesus, this is us. And oh crap, I could have cancer and crying and it's going to be fine. And all those ups and downs and emotions that we can feel in our church. We got a church project here in the Woodlands. It was awesome. They gathered the elders around me and prayed over me. And we were just surrounded by really awesome friends who just encouraged us and held us up during all that, where it felt like it was going to be okay, you know? Mm-hmm. So we go in and I have my first appointment. He reviews all the past blood work and then, of course, takes like 35 vials of more blood.
Right.
And looking at it, he says, okay. And this is like summary of what he said, but essentially this is what he said is, it's likely one of two things. You either have this rare blood disorder or chronic myeloid leukemia. And I remember, Jamie, when he said chronic myeloid leukemia, I looked at him and said, I'm sorry, you actually think I could have leukemia? And he looked at me and was like, yeah, that's exactly what I'm saying. And I just like in that moment, like I heard nothing else. Kelly was with me, thankfully. And
oh, I was going to ask if Chris was with you.
I wouldn't even let him come because I was not expecting to hear you. I thought it was just like the first appointment, like, all right, glad you're here. Let's take some blood tests. And there's nothing I can tell you today. Like I thought Kelly was ridiculous for wanting to come with me. You know, like I was about to bring my baby with me, but thankfully another friend watched the baby. So I was just shocked. And then he said, well, take these tests and I'll see you back in 2 weeks. And those 2 weeks were really long, you know, like lots of tears, lots of crying, lots of, oh my goodness, what's going to happen? And in all of this, we're launching Advent, you know, like so we're pulling all this together. So it was a really hard fall of life doesn't stop for any of us when really hard things happen. You have to just keep going. And then also it brings us enough perspective to know what things don't need to keep going. There's a lot of marketing and beautiful social media stuff that I wanted to do. And it's just not happening this year, and that's okay.
Yeah.
Anyway, so went back to the doctor 2 weeks later and he said, it's not cancer. It's not cancer. We don't know what it is. Your numbers are still mildly elevated. It's not really making sense. So we'll see you again. So went for I kept my second opinion at MD Anderson, went to MD Anderson a couple weeks ago for that appointment. And they have, praise Jesus, ruled out all forms of cancer in my body and now are referring me to another specialist. So they think they've narrowed it down to something else in my bone instead of bone marrow.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, so we're still in that, like, I don't know phase, which is so annoying. Right?
Yeah.
I just am ready to know already. But it's also been really cool to get to see God's faithfulness and hand, like how he was just taking care of me in every step of the way up to it. So now when I'm in this funk of, I'm so done with this unknown, like, can we just give me an answer, even if it's one I don't like, you know, like I'm in that spot. And so now we wait and we see.
How has that been? How's your marriage? I always think about that. Like when people go through hard times where one of the person in the marriage is going through something that could potentially be really, really hard medically. What did it look like for you guys? How did y'all face that head on?
That's a great question. And, I think for us, like how, for, again, like my personality, I'm like generalities and Chris could tell you the specifics of how it affects us every single day. So I'm trying to think like less general. It's been good. Like, I feel like it's been binding for us.
Mm-hmm.
And then we've still like fought over the really stupid things, you know, which has been really good for me too. Like, we're still normal. It's okay. This isn't like ending our life. But certainly those 2 weeks before the not cancer appointment and the 2 weeks after were really sweet times for us because it was just, and every moment matters. Like that whole, the whole realization of like, oh my goodness, when the oldest is throwing a fit or the youngest won't stop crying, or I spent too much money at Target again, like any of those things happen normal and we fight normal. It helped it all feel normal.
Yeah.
And Chris was just super encouraging. And, we've gotten into a good spot of working, of supporting each other. And like, he helps so much with Sacred Holidays now too. And he took over a lot of things because I just can't stay awake past 9 o'clock still. And so he has really helped take over a lot of things.
Yeah.
And in that, it's been really cool for me to get to see him step up in that way.
Mm. Well, let me know when you find out something.
I will.
Jeez, Louise. It's always so hard when you're going through the unknown as well. I think that is one of the hardest things. And I think also, like, God is so gracious to teach us things in those moments and to use those moments for our good. And you know, he always gets something out of it. So
absolutely.
Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. With the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers. In fact, Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/podcastfree. All lowercase, shopify.com/podcastfree, shopify.com/podcastfree.
Okay.
I know.
Becky, what are you reading these days?
Okay, Jamie, I used to be a reader.
I know. And,
like little kids, so a lot of Christmas picture books right now. And then for the past 3 months, I've been reading Bob Goff's Love Does book, yes. which I'm loving. And we went to San Diego a couple of weeks ago, and I was like, I'm going to see Bob Goff because he has his phone number in the back of the book.
Which is crazy.
But he was in Africa, of course.
Did you actually call the phone number?
No, I saw on social media him posting from Africa every day, and we were there for like 4 days. I'm like, there's just no way to get to see him. But I was going to, and I was going to call him every day, five times a day until he answered. So Bob Goff, I'm loving it. Love Does.
Do you know his wife has a book coming out?
No. Mm-hmm. Sweet Maria. Is it just going to say Sweet Maria on the front, I wonder?
I don't think so, but I can't remember when it comes out. I'm thinking early next year.
Awesome.
That she has a book coming out. And so that should be good. Oh,
like
look.
Y'all could do a launch party together, a book launch party together.
Right. When does it come out? Oh, it comes out March.
Nice.
Called Love Lives Here.
Oh,
Maria Goff. I know. Okay. So those are the things that is what you're trying to get through.
Yes.
Let me tell you, I went through I am not reading that much either in my life. Mm-hmm. But I did this sound like I just said I'm not reading that much, but I'm about to tell you I read 4 books this month.
Whoa, way to go.
I know, but I traveled. And so I got to read some when I traveled. I know it helps when you travel. It helps when you travel.
Yes.
I just read The Lipstick Gospel by Stephanie Wilson.
I've never even heard of that.
It's a short little book about her journey of following Jesus. And then I read I Said Yes by Emily Maynard Johnson. Did you ever watch The Bachelor or Bachelorette?
No.
Okay, well, she was...
Is it so good?
The book, I really liked it because I watched her on... That's like one of the last times I watched the show.
Yeah.
And I want to have her on the happy hour. And so I liked reading her book. I know.
So, Amy.
I know. There's right. that. I know. Okay, what are 3 things you're loving these days?
Okay, 3 things I'm loving. Well, I have you to thank for this first one because your podcast, Jamie, was the very first I've ever listened to.
Oh, yay!
It's been my gateway drug to podcasting.
The happy hour is that for a lot of people, and I'm happy about that.
Good. It's so fun. So one podcast I'm especially addicted to right now is Donald Miller's Building a Story Brand.
Yes, I do, of course.
It's my very favorite, and I feel like each one, it is drastically shifting what I want Sacred Holidays to become and then what I want my own speaking and writing ministry to become. It shifts things where it's less about building a certain platform or speaking a certain way or blogging a certain way, but it helps you just see the people. And it's been so helpful as we're in a sales season too of it's not the number of studies I'm selling, which is important for the business side of things, but it's this many lives that we're affecting.
Mm. I think that podcast is great for anyone running a business.
Yes.
It's
oh,
so good.
Totally.
So good. So, but didn't I just recently sell that y'all sold out of studies?
So we're sold out of printed studies, but we will always have digital available.
Which this comes out Wednesday, which is the very last day of November. So you would be Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, like 3 days behind.
Yeah. No big deal.
No big deal. Go get a digital study.
Go get a digital study because 10% of our profits go to support women in prison, like your sweet ladies.
Exactly right. My sweet ladies, we gave them all. Well, first of all, I got all the studies.
Yeah.
And I thought that Advent started on December 1st. I don't know where that came from.
Because a lot of people do that.
Yes, that's true. Like our church does something for kids and it starts, it's 25 day, you know, that kind of thing.
It's just easier.
Yes. Yeah. And so I just threw them in my car on the way. And then I was like, I looked up something and I was like, oh my goodness, Advent starts like Sunday. And so last Tuesday we handed out all of our ladies in our program, got the study. Becky, they were so excited because they don't get they don't get anything. But to get books, you have to check them out and then you can have like a Bible. This was something like their very own study that they got to take back to their cell. And it was like theirs. And that means a lot to someone who is in prison and has nothing that's theirs.
I love that. Okay. Well, that's going to be my number two favorite thing right now is all of that. And there was a lady I went to prison, a couple weeks ago and she got the Advent study last year and she came up to me and she said, I've been transferred since, but do you know, I sleep with my Advent study under my pillow and I get out in 3 weeks and it's the first thing I'm going to tell my family about.
Oh my gosh. All the tears.
Yes. Oh, it's just it's so cool because to get to do it alongside these women who just have very little hope outside of what these, not what's in the pages, but the word of God that's in the pages. Mm-hmm. It's the coolest thing that we get to be a part of it.
It's amazing. How many studies did you guys hand out this year?
Total or to prison?
To prison. To ladies in prison.
420, and I'm awaiting a text message telling me about another 300 right now. So the warden, as always, is waiting patiently or taking his time. And so we're just waiting and we're hoping that we get approval and then can deliver another 300. But I just was told it might be 560 on Friday.
That would be almost 1,000 studies.
Yeah. Isn't that awesome?
That is so awesome.
Yeah. So thank you to everybody who's helped with that. It's been very cool.
So not only did it help out my ladies, but every study, 10% goes to that. It's amazing. Oh, yeah.
Every study of anything we sell.
I was going to say, do you do that for Lent as well?
Oh, of course. Yes.
Okay. That's awesome.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, good to know. I'll get some for my girls again.
Oh, yes. Okay. So that's number two. Okay. For sure. And then number three, I am like all of a sudden into Netflix binging.
Oh, yeah.
As if we have nothing else to do in
life.
Right.
So exactly.
This summer and fall, so as speaking of gateway drugs, Gilmore Girls. So everybody was talking about Gilmore Girls. I never watched it. Had you watched it, Jamie?
No, and I still haven't. I feel like I have to whisper that. Like, I'm going to get shamed or something. But no, I tried. I didn't like it. I didn't do it.
I said it.
Oh, my gosh. I feel so shamed for it.
All your people just started unfollowing you. Give Jamie a chance. Forgive her. You Gilmore fans. Maybe when Story gets a little bit older.
We can do it together. Like it
together. Yeah. So I got really into Gilmore Girls. And so it was all my editing hours and doing little things late at night. I just plowed through all of Gilmore Girls. And then recently me and my husband did Rain. Have you watched Rain?
No.
It's really interesting. So it's like, don't really imagine Downton Abbey, but that same kind of period piece. But it's, I don't know history at all, but it's like hundreds of years ago, like Queen Mary and Queen Elizabeth. And it's like the dark and dirty behind the scenes. And it can be a little bit graphic, so I would not watch it with children.
Uh-huh.
It's so interesting. A little bit dark sometimes, a little bit scary, but just awesome.
And it's a series?
It's a series. Like, okay. I thought it was just, friends had told me about it, and I thought I was going to watch one movie, and then I realized, oh my goodness, there's three seasons with like 18 episodes a season.
That's an investment.
And I have invested all that time.
Okay, then you might like this one called The Crown. Okay.
I've heard about this.
Yeah. And it's only one season. I'm assuming they're going to do more, but it's on Netflix. I think it's a Netflix original, The Crown, about Queen Elizabeth.
Okay. The Crown and the story of us. Is that This Is Us?
This Is Us.
These are the two things that are on my list once Christmas Hallmark movies stop.
Oh, you love those, huh?
Yeah, you don't.
I don't have that channel. So we don't have cable. So
yes,
I'm sure I would love them if I had the opportunity, but I just don't have the chance.
Yeah.
Okay, well, I have a movie that you and Chris need to watch.
Okay, let's hear it.
Okay, but you're going to have to, I think you can only buy it on iTunes. So it's a documentary, and I wasn't really too keen on buying a movie to lay in bed to watch with Aaron. But he was like, if we went on a date, we'd buy a movie. So there's that. Okay, there's
like $12.
Yeah, use that line. He's like, I'm not paying $12 to watch a movie in bed with you.
Thanks you for that.
Buddy. Yes. Okay, so this is so weird, but it's called Tickled.
Okay.
I need to look it up.
Jamie, this sounds so weird. So you're like, watch a movie laying in bed called Tickled?
No, right? Okay. So it's called Tickled. It's a documentary. Okay. And let me just read what it says. It says, journalist David Fiera stumbles upon a mysterious tickling competition online. As he delves deeper, he comes up against fierce resistance, but that doesn't stop him getting to the bottom of a story stranger than fiction. It is so weird.
Yeah,
but good.
So weird, Jamie.
Okay, so it's called Tickled. It's a documentary, and this guy stumbles upon these things called like tickle competitions.
No, like for real, these things happen.
Well, you have to watch because it's just like you're just kind of like you're watching it, and the whole time, Aaron and I kept looking at each other, going, "What are we watching? Like, what's happening?
We can't stop.
You can't stop, and then you keep going. This doesn't make sense. This doesn't make sense. And then at the end, when it all comes together, you're like. That's the weirdest thing I've ever seen in my entire life. So
then let's watch it again.
Then let's
watch
it again.
It's like, did you ever watch that movie, like college age, Hands on a Hard Body?
Yes. Where they do that with the car.
Yes.
Yes.
That's kind of like that. It's so weird and random, but you can't
stop.
Watch it. I'll send it to Chris and we'll see what Dave Ramsey Jr. says about this.
Okay. Well, just call it a date night. Like, you know, like if you went to the movie, it cost you $24. So.
Okay, I'll give it a go.
Here's all my ways to pitch to Dave Ramsey Jr. about how to rent a movie for $12 in your own house.
Love it.
So there's that. So that's my recommendation for you.
Okay, wrote it down.
It's weird, but it's good.
Yeah, it sounds very
And it
weird.
Says it's rated R. I feel like, I don't know why I feel like I need to give like a little like caveat here, but I don't, this is, if it's, if there's something awful in it and I'm like, I don't know what the big deal is, then people are going to think I'm such an awful person. But I think it's just like maybe content.
Yeah, and the title is kind of strange.
Yeah, it's kind of weird. But I'll tell you this, like my 12-year-old came in and he was like, what are y'all watching? And we're like, nothing, you know? And he said, can I watch it with you? And we're like, no, which there wasn't, there's nothing in it. It's like, there's no like, can I say boobies? It's my podcast. Right. Can I say that?
It's your podcast. You can do whatever you want to,
there's
Jamie.
No like anything inappropriate like that. It's just weird. I don't know. So there's that.
I love it. That's
crazy.
So
that's crazy. Well, Becky, it's been awesome having you on the happy hour.
Thank you for having me.
I'm so proud of you for all that you're doing.
Friend.
Keep it up. Keep going.
And you too. On behalf of the whole world, thank you for doing the Happy Hour podcast. It is our constant companion doing dishes and driving in traffic and for people that work out.
I love that you just said on behalf of the whole world.
The whole wide world.
On behalf of the whole wide world, I thank you.
And world peace. We want world peace.
And world peace. Yes, yes. Okay, so everybody, for real, if you haven't bought your Sacred Holidays Advent, you still can.
Yes.
Go get it. And,
go get it. And use Happy Hour to get 10% off.
That's right. Use the code Happy Hour. You get 10% off.
And we still get 10%
off. And if all of you are listening, and last week was Thanksgiving week, so it was like a hard week for podcasting. But I released one of my most favorite shows ever. And so.
And mine too.
And Voskamp. Yes, yes. You sent me a text about it.
So good.
Wasn't it so good?
Yeah. Yeah,
I made Aaron listen to it.
Go right now, everybody, and go listen to it.
Yeah, listen
to
it right
now. You made Aaron? Did he listen to it?
Yeah, I was like, hey, he was traveling, and I was like, listen to this, because he doesn't listen to all of them. He used to, actually. But I was like, listen to this one. I was like, it's one of my favorites. And he did say it was really good, too.
It was so good to get to hear her just, like, talk, like, just one-on-one to another person. Like, in her book and studies, she just has such a poetic way of speaking, but to get to hear her just chat with you was just, it was so cool to get to learn from her. And I think I texted you and was like, I'm on the airport and I'm crying because it's just so good.
It was so good. And I was super nervous. People asked me like, who are you nervous talking to? I was nervous talking to Anne.
Yeah.
Because like you said, she's so poised and this is from an outsider looking in, so poised, so put together, so poetic.
Yes.
And I'm the opposite of all of those things. And so I was like, oh, how is this going to work? And it was just one of my most favorite conversations ever. So.
It was beautiful. It was beautiful. Thank you for doing that one.
Well, thank you for listening. Okay. Thanks, Becky.
All right. Thank you.
Okay, guys. I love chatting with Becky. Did everybody in the world besides me watch the Gilmore Girls this past weekend on Friday when it came out? I still have yet to watch the season, like I told Becky, and I feel a little bit of shame every time I say that out loud, but I haven't done it. But we gave you tons of Netflix options and my little documentary that I recommended that you watch. And I hadn't seen the show that she recommended on Netflix, so I'm going to add that. Guys, thank you all for listening. It never gets old meeting you guys or reading your emails or seeing you share about the show. And don't forget to tag if you share someone. Use the hashtag #SharingTheHappyHour, and I'm going to give away some goodies. A listener came up to me at church this weekend and she was visiting family here from Minnesota. It was so fun to meet her. I love meeting you guys that listen. And I love reading your emails. I read every single one, even if I don't get to email you back. So guys, thank you, thank you, thank you. As always, anything we talked about is going to be up on my webpage, jamieivy.com. Today's show is edited by Logan Garza and the music is from Jason Poe. Guys, enjoy your week. Don't forget, if you didn't hear last week's episode with Anne Voskamp, to go back and listen to it. It was such a great show. And Joe Saxon was on the Happy Half Hour last Friday. Guys, enjoy your week and share the show with a girlfriend. And then hashtag it and put it on Instagram and you can win some Happy Hour goodies. Okay, guys, I'll see you next week.
Hear that? It's the call of the Crave. And when the Crave calls, you know what to do. Try the $5 Bacon Bundle, because the only thing better than a White Castle slider is a White Castle slider topped with crispy hickory smoked bacon. So pick any two of either the Bacon Cheese Slider, 1921 Bacon Cheese Slider, or Chicken Bacon Ranch Slider,
and also get a small fry for just $5 with the $5 bacon bundle. White Castle. Follow your crave.